Tad? A cigarette was burning in the ashtray, except it was now nothing but stubborn ash. Looking at it, Bobby realized Ted must have been out for almost the entire article on Mantle. And that thing his eyes were doing, the pupils swelling and contracting. He's having an epilepsy attack or something. God, don't these sometimes swallow their tongues when that happens? Ted's tongue looked to be where it belonged, but his eyes. Ted, wake up! Bobby was around to Ted's side of the table before he was even aware he was moving. He grabbed Ted by the shoulders and shook him. It was like shaking a piece of wood, carved to look like a man. Under his cotton pullover shirt, Ted's shoulders were hard and scrawny and unyielding. Wake up! Wake up! They draw west now. Ted continued to look out the window with his strange, moving eyes. That's good, but they may be back. Bobby stood with his hands on Ted's shoulders, frightened and awestruck. Ted's pupils expanded and contracted like a heartbeat, you could see. Ted, what's wrong? I must be very still. I must be a hare in the bush. They may pass by. There will be water if God wills it, and they may pass by. All things serve. Serve what? Almost whispering now. Serve what, Ted? All things. Serve the beam, Ted said, and suddenly his hands closed over Bobby's. They were very cold, those hands, and for a moment Bobby felt nightmarish, fainting terror. It was like being gripped by a corpse that could only move its hands and the pupils of its dead eyes. Then Ted was looking at him, and although his eyes were frightened, they were almost normal again, not dead at all. Bobby? Bobby pulled his hands free and put them around Ted's neck. He hugged him, and as he did, Bobby heard a bell tolling in his head. This was very brief, but very clear. He could even hear the pitch of the bell shift, the way the pitch of a train whistle did if the train was moving fast. It was as if something inside his head were passing at high speed. He heard a rattle of hooves on some hard surface. Wood? No, metal. He smelled dust, dry and thundery in his nose. At the same moment, the backs of his eyes began to itch. Shh. Ted's breath in his ear was as dry as the smell of that dust and somehow intimate. His hands were on Bobby's back, cupping his shoulder blades and holding him still. Not a word, not a thought, except baseball, yes, baseball, if you like.